Charlottesville is a real opportunity to discuss what's happening, and I'm going to call it the Charlottesville PSYOP. And the goal of this conversation is to shift your consciousness, and to shift your consciousness in a way that gives you a very deep insight. And my expectation is from that insight will flow actions which are energizing for you. Now, that's going to be different for each one of you. Each one of you is unique. You have unique needs, circumstances, time management. But what I want you to do is to shift your consciousness in a way that increases your power. And what you do with that power is your choice. I leave that part to you. So let's talk about Charlottesville. I'm not going to go into detail on what happened. All I will tell you is that a lot of what happened was covert and engineered. We have a great interview with Richard Dolan on false flags. He's writing a book on false flags. He has a new series on Gaia TV. If you're willing to subscribe, I think it's worth it just to watch his series on false flag. It's very good. One of the key points he makes is that false flags are accelerating. Now, to try and unpack what really happened in Charlottesville would take an enormous investment of research and time, something I'm not willing to do, but I think it's pretty fair to call it a PSYOP. And what's interesting is if you look at what happened, as each day goes by, the claims about what happened are getting more and more aggressive as time goes by. But nevertheless, my expectation is that you had essentially a paid and orchestrated theater combined with mind control. Probably the driver could easily have been mind controlled, and significant subsequent entrainment. Big question is why, what happened to the helicopter? Was it taken down to keep there from being eyes in the skies? No way to tell. What we've seen is a group of CEOs come out and make statements against the president's statements about Charlottesville, because clearly one of the things that's happening is an effort to corner Trump on this and basically cut him and his base from each other. If you look at the CEOs who are saying things, you just wonder where they get the hubris. So we have J.P. Morgan, Chase, the perpetrator of the Madoff crime. The largest portion of $15 trillion of illegal transactions is the lead bank in the New York Fed Group that is depository for the federal government. And of course, a key player in the $24 trillion of bailouts and related mortgage fraud and the hump and dump of the housing market. So for the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase to attack Trump on his statements, the hubris is unbelievable. Then, of course, we have the CEO of Merck. If you look at what Merck is doing with vaccines, in my opinion, you know, Merck is basically engineering an epidemic of autism. And then we have Aetna, who is the beneficiary of socialized medicine. And as I've always said, we need healthcare in this country. We don't need insurance. We don't need to turn healthcare into a financial product. So the question is, how could this situation have gotten so big to involve essentially many of the corporate luminaries of our time? And we're literally looking at a model fighting back, whether it's the unipolar model versus the multipolar model, or really a whole corporate establishment that is working off of money coming from sovereign government debt that's run at a negative return on investment. So if you try and turn the negative return on investment, then the subsidy flows stop. Now, that includes the missing money. Why do I keep focusing on the missing money? One reason is the missing money unifies everybody. When you steal $15 trillion or whatever the number is from DOD or HUD, you're stealing from everybody. And the reality is the model has to change, or we are going to descend back into slavery. And I think it's important to understand that that's how bad things are. I explain that in more detail in the second quarter wrap-up. Okay, let me talk about the goals. What is the goal? If Charlottesville is a PSYOP, what are the goals of the PSYOP? First of all, divide and conquer. We've talked a lot about divide and conquer. We've had some Solari reports, good ones on divide and conquer. But, you know, turning men against women and black versus whites and this versus that. A lot of the divide and conquer has got to do with either sex wars or race war. And that kind of divide and conquer, one, keeps people from unifying around getting the missing money back or enforcing the Constitution. But it also keeps the distraction, keeps America from focusing on real issues. And if you look at the polls and congressional feedback that congressmen are getting as they go back to their districts, what you're seeing is Americans want attention to real issues. You know, whether it's Russian scandals or many of the things going on in Washington, the polls are really clear. People want attention to health care. People want attention to infrastructure. People want attention to tax reform. They don't want the political games. And so the political games are pushing back with divide and conquer and distraction. The second thing you want is a destruction of history. When you pull down people's history, their statues, their culture, you rewrite history. I mean, there's no doubt, I believe, the powers that be want to reinstitute slavery using digital technology and mind control. Now, with digital technology, they have the ability to perfect collateral. And so it pays to destroy the history of the Civil War and what really happened. I would really encourage you to go back and read my review of The Half Has Never Been Told, a wonderful, wonderful history of the economics of the African slave trade. And I think, you know, it is too bad that most of the people in America don't understand the truth of what really happened in and around the Civil War, but that's a topic for another day. So, but there's no doubt you can really remove power from people when you wipe out their history. I think a third thing is to take Trump out and his base out. You know, there's no doubt that the media is very mad here. It's interesting, if you look at what happened with China enforcing U.S. sanctions against North Korea, Trump was really on the cusp of being able to say he was making real progress on some of the things happening in Asia. Steve Bannon gave an interview this week and was correct in saying that what is happening between China and the U.S. is far more important than anything else going on or any of this. I agree with that. One of my questions looking at sort of what's happened with Charlottesville versus Trump is I'm beginning to wonder whether I was wrong about Bohemian Grove. I was assuming from what I saw coming out of the Grove that they had made a decision to stick with Trump. But given the number of CEOs that have dumped Trump in this process, I may have to rethink that. But here's the point I want to talk about. So the last thing I think this is about, and the important thing I think this is about is this is really targeting white men as a group. And let me give you some background. I have spent a lot of time in my life doing a serious study of the beatdown and the genocide tactics used against the African American population. I grew up in a black neighborhood or mixed neighborhood, and off and on in my life have lived in African American neighborhoods and was raised by an African American woman. And I really have spent a lot of time trying to understand those tactics. And now I'm watching them be applied to other groups as well. And so a lot of sort of my insight on this comes from an invaluable background I got. And it's one of the reasons I'm so interested in the African American mastery of spiritual warfare and believe it's so valuable to us as, you know, they've, to a certain extent, they've been the canary in the coal mines. Anyway, I really believe that right now there's a concerted effort to target white men. And here's why I think it's so important. To get real change, you don't need to change 100% of the population. You just need 5 to 10% of the real leaders. And by real leaders, I don't mean who the media considers the real leaders. I mean the real leaders. So what do I mean by real change? Real change is enforcing the Constitution and getting the budget's balance, but including the missing money, not excluding the missing money. So it's dealing with the Constitution, dealing with the coup d'etat and trying to reverse it, or certainly stop it from continuing. Now, the reality is if we take a look at the profile of that 5 to 10%, we're going to discover that 80% of that group who have the knowledge and experience and impulse to enforce the Constitution, do something about the corruption, do something about the missing money, they're going to be white men. That's just, you know, that's who's got the training, who's got the impulse, et cetera. It's going to be a very high percentage of white men. And so that's why I think they're being targeted. And to a certain extent, I want to point out it's a good sign because it means something's working. And so you're watching the guys you're trying to stop change double down. Okay, so let's look at the recent history of the carrot and sticks used to control educated white men. The first way you control those guys has been to hire them. I used to be amazed when I worked in government. There was so much make work in terms of defense contracts and other kinds of government contracts, and I finally came to believe that it was really to just soak up a huge amount of a certain kind of talent, line management talent and engineering talent. The other thing is you see that group networked with various benefits like the Freemasons or, you know, sort of different local networks that use things like sex, anything that creates a special sense of inclusion and keeps that group sort of occupied and incentivized. That includes things like pumping and dumping the housing market. Whenever we have a pump and dump of the housing market, there's lots of construction and financing, and you get a lot of that group busy and occupied. So there, you know, for many decades, there have been many carrots that have kept that group sort of engaged, enthralled, and busy. But if you look at the sticks, which have been applied more in recent years, first we see women's lib, you know, so divide and conquer between men and women. Then we see sexual harassment. I was astonished when I ran Hamilton. The closer I got to some of the men who were the real leaders in the firm, the more I discovered how afraid they were of false allegations of sexual harassment. And certainly we've seen those used to target all sorts of people politically over the last 20 years. If you look at the people who supported Trump, there was a real effort to constantly define them as being uneducated and stupid. If you looked at the people I saw over years' time who were supporting Trump, they were highly educated, highly experienced, highly capable. But again, this sort of effort to define them as uneducated and stupid, I think, was to try and diminish their stature across the board. After the victory, you saw a lot of the white men, the leaders in the media and the think tanks who had helped get Trump elected, very much targeted and taken out one by one. So now we get to Charlottesville. What are some of the key points I want to make about what has happened? I think the real target of the Charlottesville PSYOP is white men who are interested in returning power to small business, to community, family. They're typically patriotic. They take responsibility. They're lawful. Again, they're the critical core of the people who are going to affect real change. And that group is also a group which, in many cases, has protected Trump. If you look at the sort of political clout Trump gets from doing rallies, or if you look at the polls of who's continues to support him, it includes a lot of folks in that profile. Now, let me tell you one thing that's interesting about this group. They don't begin to understand their power either individually or together. So these folks don't understand the extent to which they've been marginalized. And the other thing they don't understand is one of the things that has held them back from rising further in the ladder of business and government is they're not sufficiently corruptible or psychopathic. You know, a lot of them underestimate how much they've accomplished because they really don't understand the extent to which their incorruptibility has held them back. A third thing is it's very important for the powers that be to make them feel ashamed. When you look at the profile of people like this, particularly those my age, there's a wonderful anthropologist who once gave a speech that really helped me when I was running Hamilton, who described older white men in America as having as their mythological hero the Lone Ranger, the Lone Ranger being a guy who rides into town and saves everybody. And so they really hunger to be the hero. They really hunger for admiration. And when they feel like they're a target of derision, particularly by women, they're a bad white nationalist. In other words, suddenly they wake up and find that the goal that they had, which they thought would make them a hero, is suddenly something they're supposed to be ashamed about. In other words, they have no pathway to be the hero, and it really de-energizes them. So in theory, in their minds, if they protect the Constitution or get back the missing money, they're no longer the hero. They're just a hated white nationalist. And it's very interesting because I've been in Switzerland and Austria and Germany and had the chance to visit with some of the Germans about how the use of Nazis and the Germans were bad because they had the Nazis, how it's being used to really sort of whip the Germans into submission. And what's really interesting is if you look at who's doing it, it's basically the same bankers and the same banker networks that financed Hitler. It's much easier to see the game if you're an American in Germany than it is to see it played on ourselves. I've gotten a lot of emails from subscribers about Charlottesville. They don't understand why they're being attacked, and because they don't appreciate their own power, and also don't see a pathway to out with the spin. And I've even gotten reports of people feeling very depressed and even serious depression, not understanding why it's happening and what they can do about it. So let me talk a little bit about what we need to change. A society that allows our enemies to define, or people who allow our enemies to define who we are and who is or is not a hero, are destined to fail. What that means is if you and I take as our definition of hero or our definition of accomplishment is what is controlled by CNN or the New York Times, then there are no solutions because you cannot let your enemy define your relationship with yourself or those around you. In other words, we have to have an independent and clear and coherent vision of who we are, what we do, why we do it, and whether or not we're accomplishing something. I'll give you an example. I'll never forget. It was sometime around the early 2000s when I completely lost my temper. John Cornerstein, the former Goldman Sachs chairman and senator from New Jersey, wrote an article in The Nation about why all the women and black folks in the South should vote for the Democrats. I completely lost my temper and said, basically wrote a blog post that said, now let me get this straight. My cousins here in Hickory Valley are protecting me. These white men are protecting me from the narcotics trafficking that is spread out of me to Arkansas, which the Clintons were helping to protect and you and your partners were laundering the money for. And they're protecting me from the implications of the pump and dump of the housing market, which your firm helped to engineer. And while they're protecting me from this, I should conclude that they're evil white pigs, and therefore I should vote for you to protect me from them. If you followed the money of all the different relationships, the hubris of Corzine and his colleagues in the Democratic Party was beyond imagination. I mean, it was just beyond imagination. So imagine the double bind this put my poor, wonderful white male cousins in who are trying to, you know, basically provide for their households and protect their wives physically and their families physically, you know, in the face of this unbelievable, you know, whether it's the pump and dump of the housing market, the narcotic trafficking, the manipulation of the financial markets affecting their business. I mean, they're dealing with a Sisyphean struggle. Unbelievable. Anyway, the other way I saw it was as I started to travel and give speeches in communities, that the community was full of wonderful people doing amazing things to promote the community and promote the Popsicle Index. And none of them were considered to be important or admirable because they hadn't been approved by the powers that be and they hadn't been given awards at Harvard and they weren't on CNN. And what you realize is, you know, you've got everybody here seeking the approval of the people trying to kill them and denigrating the people trying to stop those people from killing them. How's that supposed to work? So we need to get really, really clear about whose opinion counts in our lives. And we need to understand that the fake news is fake news and it's not trying to help you or me. And if you take your opinion from it, whether of yourself or your neighbor or anybody else, then there is no solution because you basically are working for the enemy. The second part of this is you got to see and deal with the real power lines. Tearing down statues and changing school names uses up a lot of time and money. It's very entertaining for some people. It weakens the local culture. They forget their history. They don't understand their history. But it doesn't touch the power lines. The power line is that 15 train is missing from DOD and HUD. That's $49,000 per person. It's $200,000 for a family of four. It will pay off mortgages or student loans. It will fund pension fund deficits. It will fund health care. That touches the real power line. And that's $49,000 per person, every person, all people, whether black or white, male or female. Finally, if you want to build immunity to divide and conquer distraction, it really pays to learn how to build up the opposite sex, to build up other races and in mutually energizing ways, and to learn your history. There's a reason that the neocons wanted to destroy the antiquities in the Middle East when they went in. It's the same reason they want to destroy the antiquities, you know, in your neighborhood and mine. Okay, so why is it important for you to see the game? The most important thing about seeing the game is if you can see the game, then you can make conscious choices about how to use your time and energy for your benefit and the benefit of the people you love and not let your enemies harvest it for their benefit. And I assure you, when you have a psyops like this, they're absolutely trying to harvest your time and your money and your energy. The second thing is, you don't have to act. You can change things just by changing your consciousness. So I'm always quoting my old pastor from Washington, if we can face it, God can fix it. You don't need to do a thing, although prayer would be great. Simply shifting your consciousness will change everything about these games. If the fake news runs a psyop and nobody cares and nobody shows up and nobody pays any attention, boom. You know, that game is dead. It didn't go anywhere. So appreciate that your power is a source of energy and you need to access it. And you need to use your consciousness to shift things just in the direction that you think about, that you pay attention to. The third thing is, if you want, you can change things with actions that are entirely safe. You don't have to take risky actions. If you look at the second quarter wrap-up, there are lots of actions you can take that are entirely safe and non-controversial looking. So you can shift your money out of the big banks. You can eat more fresh food. You can back the entrainment and subliminal programming out of your life. These are all things that make you healthier. Leave your smartphone in the car. Even go back to a flip phone. There are lots of things you can do to get the fake science, fake news, fake everything out of your life. There are plenty of things you can do that are small risk. One of the things we have in the second quarter wrap-up is a wonderful letter that a subscriber wrote to one of their state legislators, and they gave us permission to publish it. What we're going to do, starting as soon as the hard copy is available, is offer two subscribers copies of the wrap-up at our cost, so you can send it to your state legislators and congressmen if you like to. And I think that's a very, very effective thing. We would mail it to them directly, but I know it's going to be much more effective coming from you and coming from individuals in lots of different states and in lots of different congressional districts. So I hope if you're willing to take a very small risk, I hope you will consider that. There are things you can take that involve much larger risks. Some people always ask me why I do what I do. And the reason I do it is I truly believe that it's a lot less risky than doing nothing. Because if you look at where I think these guys want to take things, I think at this point there's less risk in taking the actions that I take than in doing nothing. Because I think some chance is better than no chance. Next, I think you can pray for people who've been mind controlled. If you look at many of the people involved on both the right and the left involved in Charlottesville, I think there's plenty of entrainment subliminal programming going on and some very even direct mind control. I would really encourage you, try to make sure that the people in your family and close friends are protected. Print out the Adam Trombley interview on entrainment and circulate it. And brief your family about how to protect themselves from addictions created by entrainment. So consumer shopping, gambling, video game addiction, pornography, and then the control files created from pornography and some of these other things. So you know, we are all being manipulated with this stuff, but it helps to know that it exists. And you really need to make sure that your family knows how to protect themselves from the impact of this, even only by knowing that it exists. There were some great recent videos that I posted up on the site from Melissa Dykes, and I would encourage you to also look at her work. And we have some great book reviews as well about pornography addictions and gambling addictions. So there's a lot of resources on the Solari website. And I just think it's very, very important as the entrainment gets really strong that you make sure the people around you know about this and are thinking about this before they get themselves in trouble with any of these different potential addictions. Finally, it's extremely important to me after listening to some of the emails and talking with some of the subscribers this week. I think that this is happening because things are beginning to come together in a very positive way and consciousness is shifting. So this is a reflection not that things are hopeless, but that things are shifting in our favor. That's a positive sign. John Rappaport always says hopelessness is the op, and it's a planet-wide op. If you feel it or adopt it, you're allowing your enemy to define your reality. You don't want to do that. So I would say that if anything, the PSYOPs in Charlottesville is a message to double down on progress, not to start to feel hopeless and get depressed. So I would check out the second quarter wrap-up and look for actions that are energizing for you. But again, more than anything, what I want you to do is I want you to shift your consciousness about what's going on. I want that to result in insight that helps you get more power in whatever way you use that power, in whatever way you think is the most energizing for you and in the best interests of you and your family. So Charlottesville PSYOPs, it's a major development, and what it shows you is the system is running scared. Not a good sign, but it's something we have to go through.